Welcome to the Mauer Report. I'm Jim Mauer. I told you folks that I was going to put the show on hiatus and deliver some of the best clips from the Mauer Report I could. Here I am. This clip is from almost a lost interview with Fred Cuellar of Diamond Cutters International. You're going to enjoy it. It's about Super Bowl rings. Let's hear a word from Green, Evergreen, and then we'll play the clip.
Actually, I was going to ask you about Super Bowl rings later, but somebody, I told somebody I was interviewing, and they're like, all worried about that. That's what they want to know about. So, of all the questions that are going through my mind, that's what they're worried about. So we'll skip down to that. How does that work? Do you make two prototypes or two designs, or what's the or does the team contact you? What's the process going into that?
The prototypes are pretty expensive. The only case we've ever actually pre-made a prototype prior to a team winning was the Baltimore Ravens back when. I just had this kind of funny feeling about 2 months before the big game that these guys were just going to win. And everyone at my office thought I was a lunatic, which of course I am. And I went to them, I said, guys, look, if we build it, they will win kind of a concept. You know, go to work on this. Start the design. I want the CAD CAM work. I want the waxes. I want a prototype. I said, I actually want a ring made when I go to the Super Bowl. And we actually had a meeting with the Ravens prior to showing them the ring and saying, hey, guys, this is what we've got for you. Should you win today? And, of course, they won. But, no, the short answer is that while people play with concepts and ideas prior to somebody winning a Super Bowl, once you have the winner, you start to go to work, then you make phone calls and say, hey, I'd like to bid on it. There's literally, you know, I can count them on one hand, the number of people that have made a Super Bowl ring. More people have landed on the moon than have made a Super Bowl ring. So it's a very, very exclusive group of people. And, fortunately we're in that group and then people bid and they go from there, that kind of stuff.
Just blows my mind. I've seen a couple Super Bowl rings being from Pittsburgh area.
So yeah,
I've seen a couple of them. It just fascinates me how you put this. Speaking of bling, you know, the last couple have been amazing. So tell me about the early days of your company.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Kearns, and I host the Anglo-Saxon England podcast, where I cover the history and culture of England from the departure of the Romans in the 5th century to the Norman conquest in 1066. So far, we've surveyed the collapse of Roman rule in Britain, the migration of the Anglo-Saxons, and the history of Northumbria from its beginnings in the mists of legend to its destruction at the hands of Viking raiders in the 9th century. I hope you'll come and give it a go.